This episode is sponsored by Paleo Valley's pasture-raised chicken sticks. I'm super excited to share Paleo Valley's brand new pasture-raised chicken sticks. These chicken sticks are made from 100% pasture-raised chicken and organic spices that are preserved using natural fermentation rather than preservatives. So yes, no fake stuff or additives here. These chicken sticks are sourced from regenerative family farms raised on American pastures, and each stick is free of chemicals, antibiotics, pesticides, and added hormones. Paleo Valley's chicken sticks are a perfect snack packed with 7 grams of protein and, frankly, a great value without skimping on quality. Make sure to support this podcast and head over to paleovalley.com/NWJ and use code NWJ to get 15% off your order. Thanks again for listening and supporting this podcast. Today is a solo episode. I'm going to share a little bit about what's in store for 2024 and how I'm going to change a little bit in terms of what I share on Nutrition with Judy. Hey guys, it's Judy from Nutrition with Judy. So I started this channel because I was such a carnivore enthusiast and I wanted to share other people's stories, expert interviews, and just some of the content that I felt would be helpful to you who is looking towards root cause healing or getting rid of chronic illness, or at least not having as many symptoms. Over the years, as I've progressed in my carnivore journey, I've started putting out more content that's a little bit more nuanced or a little bit more step 5 or 10 on carnivore. And then we get into different avenues of healing or modalities such as environmental illness, mineral balancing, fatty acid balances, nuances with carb introductions or reintroductions. And so for the average person starting carnivore, it can be a little confusing. And so I had a heart-to-heart with a dear friend of mine who is a doctor, and she said to me that she loves my content and that she loves that I am all about root cause healing, but when she watches my content's at level 500, and it's how do I even start at level 1? And so what we'll try to sprinkle is having more beginner's content, especially because I am now releasing a beginner's carnivore book, which then is supporting beginners. And then when you come on my YouTube channel, it's like, wait, what? We have to balance calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium with what? So I think we will continue to do our interviews because I just love learning and I want you guys to learn with me when I'm interviewing experts. But also, I will share more real talk when it comes to carnivore. I think when I shared content about beginner's carnivore before, it was a lot more prim and proper and like the right thing to say or that I've experienced, and not as much the things that may be more helpful to say. For example, like, hey, if you don't want to eat grass finished, don't, because if you want to start with just grain finished because that's what you can afford or that's what you like to eat, then that's totally okay. And I just kind of skirted around talking about a ton of that because I wanted you guys to make the decision that works for you. But our team has now worked with over 1,500 carnivore clients and patients one-on-one in such a detailed level of looking at labs and functional tests and doing symptom burdens that we have data where actually, if you just eat grain fed, you will heal. And I know that that goes so against wellness discussions and recommendations, but I just think that it is more beneficial to show the real talk and trying to help you heal rather than sharing what's the most ideal unicorn rainbow recommendations that may not serve you. And so some of this beginner content that I'll share is stuff that we have seen that has worked. And maybe it's not something that you'll like to hear or that you think is ideal for me to recommend. Example, eating grain-fed meats from, say, your local grocery store always. But I think it can help. And as you need to change or maneuver or maybe go to more grass-finished and more to meats that are less histamine-y, then you can do that. But at a level 1 baseline, we need people to just enjoy the meat they eat and eat sufficiently. And when we add all these, but make sure to do this and that and this and this and that, then it's like, I don't want to do this diet anymore. I know that carnivore is not easy to start. And I know that we all want to glorify it. Like, meat tastes so good, and it does. but it's also a level of grieving to not eat all the other things. And I totally get it. I was completely eating disordered and I was plant-based for 12 years. So all I ate were all the other things than meat. So transitioning to all meat was very hard for me and it wasn't fun the first year. And I plan to share things that are a lot more real talk so that, yeah, even if your diet isn't super perfect, that is okay. We have to figure out what makes you become more and more consistent. And so that there are more days that you are eating mostly meat-based. And then over time, you can then either be more perfect or be a little bit less rigid, depending on your health goals and your needs. And everyone will be different. So I plan to just share what may help you to stay more consistent or find that consistency rather than just sharing what is most ideal and most perfect. I will try to share nuance, but that is my plan for the upcoming year, especially as we're celebrating this new beginner's book, as we are opening up a beginner's group. Well, it's not just beginners, but it's called the Carnivore Journey, where our team will be our practitioner team will be leading calls, having lessons, maybe having some interviews, but sharing community where we are focused on getting to root cause healing. It's not dogma. It's not perfection, but it's helping you finally heal that we have seen work. And it may not work for every single person. There are some people I do have to recommend organ meats for different nuanced reasons. So all to say, I hope that our content with this beginner stuff will really motivate you and give you the tools, and not just tools and education, but the empowerment to be able to finally do carnivore in your carnivore way so that you can find healing, so that you can then figure out if you want to just eat meat or eat meat and a little bit of veggies or something. I wanted to end with what I shared in this book as the my real talk closing thoughts, because I think it really explains where I stand with this whole diet. Okay, so this is a section, it's real talk closing thoughts. It is not always easy to venture into an all-meat diet, but nothing tastes better than being healthy and symptom-free. If standard care has failed you and you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, it's time to try an all-meat elimination diet. One common trend I see in the wellness space is that once people choose to get healthier, they venture into various rabbit holes in the name of health. Many become overwhelmed and more lost and sometimes sicker than when they first started. Many become skeptical of snake oil charlatans. Many become deathly orthorexic. These reasons are why I shifted from advocating only for grass-finished meat and the best of the best food sourcing. I have seen more than 1,000 meat-based patients, and every single one has challenged me to be a better clinician and forced me out of any dogmatic thinking. My carnivore patients helped me notice vitamin A and copper toxicity, parasites from eating raw meat, thiamine deficiencies, and the needs for omega-3s and deeper root cause issues than just diet. Even though almost every wellness book shares that grass-fed, pasture-raised meats is the way to eat, my patients have defied that by healing with grain-finished grocery meats. There are rainbows and unicorn healing stories that will motivate you to get started yesterday. But there are also stories of carnivoring harder going wrong. There are stories of people healing on a carnivore diet but still having lingering symptoms. The truth is that sometimes healing takes longer than what we find on the internet. I firmly believe that an all-meat carnivore diet is a baseline that can help anyone start finding root cause healing. But we must be realistic and hopeful along the journey. We must balance real life against following a perfect diet. We must never forget that the human body is resilient. I want you to walk away from this book more informed and empowered to make decisions that work for your life. It is unrealistic always to consume the cleanest waters and meats and be plastic free. You must find a balance. What matters more is what you do for 90% of the days than trying to be 100% but failing most days. Practice optimal eating most days, but also practice self-compassion on days that aren't as ideal. I want you to be able to choose whether you can have cake on your birthday. I want you to be at a level of health, both physically and mentally, where it's a realistic option. Saying I choose to eat only meat is vastly different than I can tolerate only meat. Resiliency is a true goal for optimal health and also what the body is designed to handle. The goal is metabolic flexibility, where the body can use glucose and ketones interchangeably, even if you choose only fatty meat almost daily. To get to this point, you must heal the body and mind. If eating off plan leads to uncontrolled binging and excessive compensatory behaviors such as fasting and exercise, you must heal your relationship with food. When you focus on root cause healing, you open up the ability to heal and thrive. Everyone deserves a life of wellness. Everyone deserves the right to live a life they were meant to live, mostly symptom-free. That excerpt shares a lot of the way we run our practice, how we meet our clients and our patients, and what we try to share in our community. We really are about root cause healing, and sometimes it's not the easiest things to hear. And sometimes it's having to eat only meat, even if you wanted to eat a bag of chips. Now, there are so many different types of meaty chips nowadays, such as carnivore snacks, but you get the point. What I'll share is real talk that are tidbits that can help you possibly stay more consistently carnivore, even if you're not seeing the wins that everyone else seems to share on the internet. Remember, the internet is a subset of reality, and people usually share their best foot forward. If you like a lot of what we share, please make sure to consider our carnivore group, as there is a lot more community, a lot more office hours and Q&As and live sessions where you can be supported and feel supported and heard. We have a lot of challenges and even accountability partners where you will be paired up with someone that seems like a decent fit for you. Yes, we are going to play matchmaker. No, but we have questionnaires where we help that because not everyone is extroverted. There are some people that want to find more connections, but they're not the most outspoken person. My husband is a little bit more introverted than me, and he's been using YouTube for over 10 years. And I don't think he's ever left a comment on somebody's video. Not everyone is an active user when it comes to social media, but we can support people to have community because we understand that. One last thing I want to say before I go is there are a lot of questions of what is the difference between carnivore cure and what is the difference between the carnivore diet beginners or the complete carnivore diet for beginners. This is a little bit more simplified, and there are some topics that are not covered that are covered in carnivore cure. This book really helps you to get to the meat, pun intended, of how to get started on a carnivore diet, and it includes the carnivore cures in this book. Sorry, this book's elimination diet. Now, we also offer the elimination diet protocol and its nuances of each phase in a cheat sheet protocol because we believe wellness being accessible for all. So I will also put that in the show notes. You can eat ground beef and eggs and butter from Walmart at bulk packaging and heal. And I know before I used to get so much crap for that. And so I try to be mindful, but you can heal with that. We have seen it in our practice. And when that doesn't work enough, we can modify and we can manipulate and we can do other levers. But you should fight for healing. And if it means less noise by listening to less different people, so be it. But focus on your healing because it is possible to heal. We have seen so many tremendous healing stories and they're not always perfect, but they still move two steps forward, even if sometimes it's one step back. The goal is root cause healing, and that is how we serve our patients, clients, and our communities. Happy New Year. Make sure to eat a lot of meat. Take care of your bodies because it is the only place you have to live. If you join the carnivore journey, I will see you inside. Talk to you later. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening to the Nutrition with Judy podcast. If you liked what you heard today, please make sure to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app so more listeners like you can find the show. If you want more practitioner care and support, head over to nutritionwithjudy.com/groups so you can get more real talk about carnivore, the environment, and root cause healing. You can also find my content on Nutrition with Judy's YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Make sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter and learn more about in-depth articles with infographics at nutritionwithjudy.com/articles. You can find my two books, Carnivore Cure and The Complete Carnivore Diet for Beginners, on carnivorecure.com and amazon.com. At the heart of Nutrition with Judy's practice, our mission lies with a deep, unwavering passion for service and community. We will continue to empower you to have the knowledge and tools to live a life nearly symptom-free, because we firmly believe in healing and wellness for all.